necesito. Sin ti desfallezco y caigo. Quédate conmigo. Ahora ten fe y no te preocupes.
Go, but don't sin anymore. This is what Jesus, God wants to attitude of God has towards sinners. God is not interested in throwing stone to kill sinners, but he wants the sinner to go forgiving and stop sinning, making effort to stop sinning. If you make mistake, humbly recognize and go and recognize your sin, confess and stop sinning. God does not want sinners, the attitude of sinners that say, he who has never sinned, let him throw the first stone. That is an attitude of denying one sin or being stubborn in one sin. The Lord is with you. Then number 34, our climbing towards the Easter mountain through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. We arrive today to John chapter 8, the woman caught red-handed in adultery. Adultery, among other sins, is abominable before the Lord. God wants sinners to come to him and repented and forgiven and go and quit the sin, making effort. For one to be free from the sin of adultery or fornication, you have to first of all cut the steps that leads you there. Disorganize the connection through redes sociales and dead phone. Recognize the cause that comes from adultery and the sins like that. God is always with open hand to embrace us and to tell us go and sin no more. But he does not want us to be justifying our situation saying he who has never sinned, let him throw a stone. In relation with you and other people, God does not want you to be a police to your brother or sister in terms of being always there to find out their fault and judge them and condemn them and denounce them. He wants you to be there to correct them, pray for them, talk with them, not to go and talk with other people, extending other people's, your brother's sins. In Lent, we practice mercy with our brothers who offend, who sin. We practice humility, recognizing our sins. We practice repentance, confessing our sins. And through the warfare of fasting, make efforts not to go back to our sins. May the mercy of God accompany you today. We hand over our prayer and fasting today for all families that are destroyed by adultery, those who are separated, those who are living in adultery, still disguising, that they be freed, and for all children who are victims of separated homes because of adultery, by the praise of our Mother Mary, may they be restored. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.